back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. We're going to have Adam Carolla on shortly. And also Frank Kramer is coming in. So it should be a great evening. And we are live right now on Stick Cam. You can go to our website and check it out and see a picture of the studio. See what Gina Grad looks like. Randy Wang. You know, everybody dressed up for the show except for me. And 971freefm.com is the website. 971freefm.com. And check it out. If you like to, you know, look at this show instead of just listen to it, you got a computer on you, then be our guest. And don't forget to sign up for the poker tournament, the Commerce Casino August 28th poker tournament, conwayshow@gmail.com. Your first name, your last name, and your email address. That's all we need. conwayshow@gmail.com. You have to sign up before August 15th, and then you'll be sent a confirmation email, and hopefully you get in. But you've got to register to be in the running. So don't just sit around and think you can come on down and play. That probably is not going to happen. Probably. So conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. All right, folks. A 20-year-old kid down in San Diego sleeps with what he thought was an 18-year-old chick. Turns out she had a fake ID and she's only 17. Has this happened to you? And should this guy do it any time? Let's talk to Bill in Ventura. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, the exact same thing happened to me in 1965. I was 18, and I met this girl at was a dance hall called the Cinnamon Cinder, and you have to be 18 to get in. And
were you in your fatigue still? Were you just back from Europe?
No, I was straight from the surf.
You didn't fight in World War II and just
yeah. Right. I feel like it now, but no. But anyway, I went out with her a few times, and I was helping get a warrant, and she was filing for statutory rape.
Mm. And wait, how old was she?
She was 16, but I just assumed she was 18. I really didn't know how old she was.
Right.
And so my dad paid $3,000 for a super lawyer. That's a lot of money back in 65.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
We went to court, and they had her dressed up like a little doll. Like she looked like she was about 11 years old.
Oh, that's terrible.
And but my lawyer, he did some investigating, and he got one of her girlfriends to come to court, and she testified that she could name five guys that she had slept with in the last month. So,
is that right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It only took the jury about a half an hour, and, you know, they let me off the hook. But, yeah, that's kind of the same situation that guy's in. And
oh, man.
I just assumed she was 18, so that guy's probably in the same boat as I am. I don't know.
You know, you should have done the same thing. You should have dressed in, like, Granimals.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The funny thing was, I didn't realize how ugly she was. my dad called her a baby frightener, you know? He must have thought I was crazy.
All right, Babu. Well, okay. Glad to, so you didn't spend any time in jail?
No, it was a half an hour. And even the jury came up in afterwards and, you know, they shook my hand and told me I was, you know,
right.
They were just trying to rip me off. Because we live in Palos Verdes, and I think they were actually going to go after some money, you know, at the same time.
Yeah. So, well, you know what's amazing? That could have ruined your life.
Oh, yeah. If my dad didn't have the money to pay for a good lawyer, I might have gotten, you know, might have been a whole different outcome.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you made it, buddy. You probably learned a lesson there, too, huh?
Well, I don't know.
Randy, please. You know, this is the 8 o'clock hour. I'll do the interview here. I one question. When she was dressed up like an 11-year-old, did it turn you on?
No, I actually was embarrassed.
All right. Okay. Thanks, buddy. All right, Randy, please. Stop whispering in the headphones.
Tim, people want to know this stuff.
I'll conduct the interview here.
It's hot.
How dare you? All right. If you want to see our lesbian of the evening, her name is Satara, you can go to the website. And there's a great picture of her on our website. Here's how you do it. You go to 971freefm.com, and then you click on the banner there that says Tim Conway Jr. And Frank Kramer just walked in. Nice to see you, man.
Oh, my God.
How you been, dude?
Good to see you,
Look
Timmy.
At you with drink in hand, a lighter. I imagine, I don't know what the hell went on in that limo, but it must have been nice, huh?
Pretty good. Let's see, where do I plug in again? Over here?
Yes, right there, and you're set to go.
Oh, yeah.
No Frosty this time? No big surprises?
Actually, you made me feel so bad last time because first time I come on by myself, we have a great time, and then second time, I bring in Frosty as a special guest. As I'm coming on the third time, I hear Tim saying, "Hey, where's the special guest? Who's he going to bring this time? Can't wait to see. Can you see something different about me?"
The tooth?
Yes.
What happened to you?
Well, I was in a hurry to get here.
And you forgot the tooth?
Ran out of the house and forgot my tooth.
Oh, jeez. Well, thank God we're only on webcam tonight. And
Jesus,
we broadcast.
He was making fun
where
of
can, we get, can we get a tight shot of the tooth there?
Which camera am I looking at here for the tight shot of the tooth?
Yeah, let's...
look what one tooth can do to a whole face.
Camera one. Which is that? This one here? All right, we're gonna get a close-up shot of Frank Kramer and his missing tooth.
And my eyes are that red.
How do you put it in? Is it a little screw, a little fastener?
It's on a flipper. It's like a retainer plastic thing. It has one tooth on it.
Right.
So I just flip it in. It stays.
That's not bad.
And I took it out. When I got home, it was just like, giving my upper mouth the massage. And then I was running late. And
so
I ran out the door, and as I'm driving, I'm like, oh, crap. And I was too late to turn around.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, we're webcasting. Then I heard you had that crappy shirt on. So I was like, hey, no big deal. I have one tooth. I should be at a Santa Anita.
But I'm trying to get tickets from Santa Anita. What are you doing? Trying to get free dental work?
Trying to get free dental work. Actually, Tim, I do have a special guest.
You do?
Yes, I brought somebody with me.
Who's that?
I don't know if they can hear me. I'll have to run to the door and say, come in.
Oh, boy. All right, let's see who this is.
Come in.
Hey! Heidi Hamilton! How are you, baby? Nice to see you.
I don't know, where's she going to go?
Oh,
here?
I got to give this.
Look at this, Timmy. Oh, did I do you up, my friend?
Oh, that's so awesome.
Heidi Hamilton getting her out of the house.
Man, Heidi Hamilton.
Mercy.
I had to top Frosty somehow.
It's like it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank without Frosty.
That's right.
Oh, that
I
is sensational.
Like the way that.
Thanks for coming in. And both of you smell like alcohol, which is great.
Did you want something? We didn't bring you one.
No, I'll get something from your office, I imagine, during the break.
It's
huh?
unlocked and open and full of liquor.
All right, gang. And one of the guy who actually comes on before you is on hold. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Carolla. How are you, sir?
What's happening?
Hey, look at you, dude.
Hey, it's now, like the think tank now.
Yeah, it's
Adam on the phone.
Think tank without Tommy. We got to get Tommy in here.
Look
he
at
might
that.
Call.
Yes.
You never know.
Hey, Adam Carolla is just coming back from Dodger Stadium where he threw out the opening pitch. How'd that go?
I bounced it, and then I did a takey, and then I threw a strike. So I don't know what protocol is, but there's no way I was going to bounce one, because if you bounce one, they boo you.
Right.
And I wasn't leaving on that note on Manny Ramirez night.
Right. Now, Manny Ramirez is the newest Dodger from Boston. I don't know if you've seen him. And I'm not sure if he's done this yet, but, you know, the Dodgers are going to make him cut that hair because they don't tolerate long hair at Dodger Stadium.
Well, I have a couple of feelings. First off, reason 121 why baseball's not a sport. Because last night the guy was playing for Boston, and he showed up tonight, and they're like, put this jersey on, and now he's a Dodger.
Right.
He's just starting, and that wouldn't work in football and other sports.
Yeah, he'd have to know the playbook before he started.
Right.
Right.
And that was officially the last time you'll ever throw out a pitch after saying baseball is not a sport. I mean, how did you get invited to do that and then completely slam the whole sport 20 minutes later?
The other problem with baseball is it's 162 games long, and the Dodgers are 54-54 right now.
Yeah, well, every single team in baseball wins 50 games, and they lose 50 games. The worst team, loses 50 games. The best team loses 50 games. And the worst team wins 50 games and vice versa. So they should just play 50 games.
I don't think there's any reason to crack the 100 mark when it comes to any sport except for cockfighting. And that's a completely...
Oh, now you're talking my language.
Now you're talking.
Mm.
But,
clam wrestling.
And by the way, I just spent $30 on three Bud Lights.
That were lukewarm.
$30 for three lukewarm Bud Lights. And I don't know what kind of break they're getting by the keg over there.
I imagine they get it for free. They just put up a sign.
Imagine how much money per keg they're making when I just paid $10 for a 16-ounce cup of Bud Light.
Yeah, it is outrageous. And try to buy that same beer after the seventh-inning stretch, and they'll escort you right out of the stadium.
You know, it's funny. They always work on the family, like when they do that thing where they go, you know, where can a family go out? My feeling is, where can a single guy go out and get drunk for under $50, not at your stadium? Screw the family.
Yeah, because Adam Carolla is kind of a big, tall guy. I really doubt three Bud Lights are going to, woo, I'm feeling woozy.
I had to give two of them away to guys at the station, so I only got one to my head.
Now, when you get invited to Dodger Stadium to throw out the first pitch, do they give you seats as well, or you have to go home as soon as you throw out the pitch? Do they give you good seats?
They I don't like to brag, but I had to pitch the first three innings.
It's that bad.
In Dockers and Vans, I was struggling. The skipper came out. We argued. He went to the bullpen.
That does support your baseball is not a sport theory, though. If Adam Carolla is the pitcher.
I threw the rosin bag at him.
Hey, Carolla, Adam Carolla is with us. Also, Frank and Heidi from the Frosty, Heidi and Frank show. And you can see it all on the webcast on 971freefm.com. I wanted to ask you this question because you're a guy who used to work with his hands probably more than three of us with building houses and probably working on cars. What's the deal when you go to have your car worked on where they have to have the crappiest television in the waiting room that was probably made in 1971? There's no cable, there's no satellites, rabbit ears, and none of the stations come in.
And not only that, if there is a station that comes in, it's KDOC, and you're watching an episode of Perry Mason from 1949, and you just keep thinking, my God, everyone I'm looking at is dead now.
Right. And wow, Perry Mason does seem gay now that I know.
Right. Now,
and I see it now.
And the guy comes in to tell you, well, it's not going to be $200, it's going to be $700 on your car. And you're like, all right, well, that's cool. I mean, you know, it's sort of a rip-off, but I'm here anyway. Could you throw a little of that money towards maybe a flat screen that they sell at Costco for about $500?
How about the companies that just have the magazines and publications from the business they're in?
Right.
Like you're sitting there reading a hard-hitting essay on oil viscosity in Lube Weekly, and it's like, no one wants to toss down a Sports Illustrated.
A People and Us Weekly, nothing?
Something. You know the ones that have their own inside magazines as if you're as interested in dentistry as they are?
Yeah, they're too cheap to buy their magazines, so the ones they read, they just throw out in the waiting room.
Right, yeah. And you're like, retainer, friend or foe, here's an article.
Yeah, real page turner.
I had that happen the other day. Here's also something annoying. I don't know if this happens to you guys often, but it happened to me this week, where I went to a meeting with a guy, and it was one of those things where, you know, we could have done business together. We probably won't. And this has nothing to do with it. But the meeting was at 3 o'clock, and I get there about 5 minutes to 3. I'm in the waiting room. And the secretary says he'll be just a minute. And it was 3 o'clock, 5 after 3, 10 after 3, 3:15. And I see the guy walking around in the back.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, that guy now thinks that his time is more important than my time.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts a meeting off on a really terrible note.
Yeah, I experienced that at the bank, you know, when you're standing in line at the bank and there are, whatever, 11 teller windows, but three people working in the,
right.
And then the three people milling around behind, but there's a line out the door, and you're going, what are the three people behind do? I mean, right. You want to go, hey, Shaniqua, seriously, what do you, can, I just, all I have a straight deposit. Yeah. I don't even need
where
to
are you bank where Shaniqua was a teller?
How about when whoever's behind the counter, after you've been waiting in a long line, the phone rings, and the guy's like, yeah, hold on, let me check on that. Next thing you know, he's in the stock room, and you're like, hold on, this guy's in his underpants, and he's at home, and I've been standing in line for 45 minutes.
That happens here at work.
That happens at the deli downstairs.
Yeah, you go down there. Heidi goes down there to get a cup of coffee. Guy
yeah,
upstairs calls
up,
ordering 47 on floor number 14.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah. It's okay. The worst. I have $2 for a large tea that's $1.95, and you will get the girl going, Hello. And she's writing down a whole order for floor 22 that's 42 people ordering. And I'm like, I just want a glass. You know,
you want to reach across, and this is not legal, but if it were, you would do this. You want to reach across and strangle her to death.
Yes, I showed up. Like Adam said, that person's in their underwear doing a break. I got in my car. I showed up to order food.
It's one thing if a red phone rings and they're in DEFCON 5.
Then I feel fine.
That's not the situation. It's the guy who's too lazy to do what you're doing right now, and he's punishing you through his lethargy.
Yeah, and because that guy's time is more important than yours.
Oh.
I mean, you guys have to be on the air, but his leather seat up there is more important than his stupid business.
You know what's missing from all waiting rooms that I feel like we all grew up with and are now very scarce and few and far between? The aquarium.
Oh, yes.
I felt like every dentist office, every pediatric office, just about every office had an aquarium in the waiting room. There must have been some sort of like federal mandate, like you can't open the business without putting an aquarium.
Like, right. They should bring that back.
Where is the aquarium? Well, it's like...
I think they used to have it because, you know, kids used to like looking at fish. But now with the internet and video games, just watching fish swim around in 8 gallons of water doesn't do it for a lot of people.
I know. Can you imagine? Like, if I try to give my kids a fish, they're just going to flush it down the toilet immediately. Like, this sucks.
And there's up the entertainment channel, the bubbling treasure chest.
Right.
Yeah.
It keeps opening and closing.
Right.
Yeah,
it really
right.
does.
That's so true.
Look at that. The guy, look at him. He's living in a... That hermit crab's living in a castle with bubbles coming out of the chimney.
Has a castle while I'm living in a studio apartment in Van Nuys.
Right.
Plus, there was probably a lot of, that's not my job to clean out the tank amongst the crew that works there. So after 7 or 8 weeks of, nope, that's not me, it gets a fungus and the fish start floating. And then that really freaks the kids out.
I feel like my kids are going to grow up in a tankless waiting room. And is that the kind of society we want to run? I don't think that's a step forward.
Well, it's, you know, these kids are subjected to not a lot of things that we had as kids. But the one thing that is still around that these kids have to deal with is the creepy-looking ice cream man.
Oh.
He's the guy that drives the truck around. And you never see one of those guys in shape, but it makes sense. He has 2 freezers full of ice cream and 3 shelves worth of candy in his office.
Right.
In his office that he drives around, and there's no boss around.
Right.
You know, now they don't even have to have the truck that had the window on the side. I saw a guy the other day in a regular pickup truck that had a refrigerator in the back that was all different colors. I swear to God.
And by the way, those guys are regulated about as closely as the guys who have the propane tank on the shopping cart that are selling the hot dogs with the bacon wrapped around them.
Yeah.
Like, God knows what part of Mexico this bomb pop came from. I'm sure this guy's not carrying a vendor's license. Like, these cars are not roadworthy.
You're telling me that's fine. They don't have to get a permit for that, but I want to hang a ceiling fan in my outdoor pergola, and I got to go to the L.A. City Council.
Really?
Yeah, a zoning committee. It's like, I just want a fan on my pergola. Really? I got to do paperwork? But he can have a propane tank and a grocery
But those are delicious. Have you eaten those things? Oh, to die.
I know, but listen, how bad does a hot dog have to be for you to wrap bacon around? I mean, you want to talk about a bacon is essentially a culinary apology. Like, hey, I'm sorry, this isn't so great. I'll go ahead and wrap it in bacon for you. It's sort of the duct tape of foods. Like, I don't have time to make something that tastes good, but I'll just go ahead and wrap this in. I got some water chestnut and some calves liver. I know it tastes like hell. I'm going to go ahead and wrap in some bacon.
What can we do with this lettuce and tomato? It seems so boring.
I'm sorry for the guy because I just saw someone deep fried bacon.
What?
Oh, is that right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
My grandfather.
Deep fried bacon sandwich.
My grandfather
Frosty's favorite.
He used to fry bacon, and then he used to put the bread in the bacon grease until that got brown, and then eat the toast and the bacon, but the toast was filled with bacon grease.
Oh, my God.
And he died of hardening of the arteries, and everyone kept saying, well, he didn't drink or smoke. What happened to this guy?
But don't you guys feel like I feel like, you ever go to the diner and you see that skinny guy sitting at the counter who's 70 years old and he's mopping up the yolk with the white bread, and he's the guy who gets a wedge of pie with every single meal.
Right, right.
But he never puts on an ounce.
Right.
And he thinks he's eating a hearty breakfast, but he's not. But I feel like we put on weight because we're aware right. of it, and because we're constantly counting calories.
Right.
Like this, if someone would tell this guy what he's eating, he would immediately balloon up to 400 pounds. But because he's so old school, it doesn't have any effect on him.
And you never see him anywhere but on that stool at the bar.
Right.
He's like, leaning over with his dirty trucker hat on.
Right, but he's perpetually 143 pounds. He never puts a goddamn ounce on.
Yeah. With the upper mustache that goes over the top lip.
Oh, yeah. And he's got yolk in it.
And it's yellow from the cigarette smoke.
Right. He's pissed because he can't smoke and eat.
Right. And this is something that, you know, the unhealthier guys do. They'll eat breakfast like that for 25 straight years. And then one afternoon, they'll have a salad and they'll think, well, I'm doing something healthy.
I'm getting my fiber.
And they think that one salad's going to take off 20 years off their life.
I would argue, though, that that guy's 63 years on the planet in sort of oblivious bliss, where he just eats as much as he wants and smokes as much as he wants and never thinks about it twice, is a much better life than our 84-year-old calorie counting. Do you know how many carbs are in that? I mean, do you think that guy ever went to the market and turned a package over and looked for the total carb content in it?
Or an expiration date.
This milk is chunky. Yeah.
The last day orange sticker and the picture on the front.
It's like I was over at IHOP, and I've told this on the air before, but I was finishing with my meal over there at IHOP. And the lady at the counter I was paying, she goes, how was the meal? And I said, well, it was okay. It's a $7 meal. I mean, you know, it's not great. It's not bad. It's just $7. And she said, you want to buy gift certificates for anybody? And I'm like, no. Because who's giving indigestion out for Christmas?
Happy holidays. Yeah.
Who gives somebody an IHOP certificate for Christmas and like, wow, how did you know?
Nothing says Merry Christmas like agita.
I feel bad the person opening those gift certificates and has to put that face on like they're excited about it.
Right. Unless you were a kid.
Really? I was going to get some of these. For you.
Remember when you were a kid, though, and you got McDonald's certificates or Baskin Robbins? Those were the best.
Every commercial about the gift certificates.
The best.
Yeah, those are absolutely the best. But... good.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, you know, it's sort of like, you guys remember when you were single and someone would set you up with someone that's hideous, and you would think, what must you think of me?
Yes.
That's the same thing you must go through when someone gives you IHOP gift certificate.
I thought these would be perfect for you.
If you really think I was in that bad a shape financially that I couldn't buy a lumberjack sack.
Well, you know, you only... You only get one of those in your life, too. When somebody gives you IHOP certificates, you remember them forever. It's like there was a kid in fourth grade at Encino Elementary out there in the valley, LAUSD. He was in fourth grade, and I remember this very distinctly. Out in the playground, he pooped in his pants.
Yeah.
Right? But he was like 9 years old, you know, 8 or 9 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I still remember where he was when he did that because we were playing Foursquare. And that's 35 or almost 40 years ago, and I still remember that. But the creepy kids or the guys who did something different in high school or junior high or elementary, remember it. I remember one kid on the tennis team slept with his sister and that was the rumor going around. And I always believed that until a friend of mine recently told me he made that up about the guy.
Oh, my God.
But and it was literally 30 years later. He goes, no, I just made that up about the dude. And I said, really? I said, well, I said, for the last 30 years, I always thought that guy slept with his sister.
How many times did you spank it in that story? You're so disappointed.
Hey, listen, my sister was a prom queen.
Lucky bastard.
Not a hit to some crazy redheaded frizzy-haired chick, you know?
All I really remember from going to LAUSD is, this is a utility ball. Your job is to hit other students with it. Now, go... Go enjoy yourself. Every game was loosely based on hitting another kid with a utility ball.
And then there was always one a-hole who he didn't do well in school. He wasn't very sociable. He wasn't all that funny or interesting. But he was great at tetherball, and that was his claim to fame.
Rap. Damn it! What are you, autistic? My God, you're so good at that.
But they don't have a tetherball or even those utility balls.
It's probably
have
dangerous now, right?
I don't think they make dangerous. Those balls anymore. I don't think they're allowed.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, when's the last time you were in the sports section of Target and saw a tetherball? You can't buy them.
I remember when we had to be on the rings in the middle of, August or September when the rings were actually about 140 degrees. And like, yeah, go ahead. We got to test you on the rings. Like, well, they're 150 degrees. Can we wait till maybe November when they cool off?
Tetherball, by the way, not a very inspired name. You know what I mean? Like, what should we call this? Well, what do we got here? We got a ball, yeah, and it's on a tether. Okay, good enough. I think I'm done. You good?
Yeah, I guess it's better than ball on a pole.
Yeah, the pole gets screwed.
Let's move on to naming the La Brea Tar Pits. I think we're done.
Well done, meeting over.
And then they're very surprised that two blocks away from the La Brea Tar Pits on 3rd and Fairfax, the entire block blew up underneath Kmart. How did that happen? Well, let me see. It's two blocks away from natural tar seeping up to the street level. Huh. Hmm. I don't know.
We should get an investigative team on this.
If you do go to the La Brea Tar Pits, they never get tired of explaining to you that 2 million years ago, wolves inhabited this land. And I always feel like I want to raise my hand and go, you mean the May Company wasn't here 2 million years ago? How about the Shell Station? How about the Peterson Automotive Museum? Please tell me that was here 2 million years. Of course, there are wolves everywhere.
And thank God that once the El LACMA bought the May Company, they spruced it up where it doesn't look like a May Company anymore on Fairfax and Wilshire. It's a museum that now looks like an old May Company.
Is that the place with all the, there's like weird things, like poles and stuff out front?
Yeah, right.
Is that the May Company? What the hell are those?
I don't know, but in the teeth of the energy crisis, they decided to put a display up where there's 50 light poles in one little square foot,
is that
10 foot area.
Is that artistic?
I don't know what it is.
I pass it every day and I go, what could that mean?
What the hell's the May Company?
Yeah. It's like Macy's.
Well, like Robinson's May.
Yeah. It used to be
a department store.
Yeah, department store.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We had Zayers.
Classy.
It's a good point because there's like 175 old time street lights in a 30 by 30 foot area just burning kilowatts.
Are they ever on? We passed it tonight on the way here. I don't think they were on.
They're on. I passed them. They're on. Ed Begley Jr. killed himself there. He lit himself on fire like a Buddhist that was protesting the Vietnam War.
Right.
That's classic. All right, Adam, thanks for coming on, man.
Always a good time.
Yes.
Flossie, Heidi. Wait a minute. Frank, sorry.
Yes.
Heidi,
no problem.
Waffle Puff, my brothers and sisters.
He's
that
drunk
hammer.
From the one Bud Light he had.
Yes.
See you Monday.
And go buy that hammer. That's on DVD, still at Amazon.com, right?
Go grab it.
By the way, Adam, yes. I was in Blockbuster last night renting 21, and there was a guy that came in, and because there were no hammers on the shelves. I mean, they were there, but they were all rented out, and the guy goes, hey, do you guys have any hammers left? Can you check and see if anybody dropped any off? And they had one dropped off, and the guy's face lit up like a Christmas tree.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So somebody rented it.
So you were out at Blockbuster, huh, Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, shut up.
All right. I imagine, I don't know how many times in nose and glasses you've gone into, no copies of Hammer? It's outrageous. Go rent it at Blockbuster or buy it at Amazon. And it's a great movie. It really is a terrific movie. You'll enjoy it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care of yourself. Adam Kroll, everybody. All right, we continue here with special guest Frank Kramer. Look at this. Heidi Hamilton is with us. And
cheers.
At 10 o'clock, has nothing to do with you, Heidi, we have a very attractive young blonde lesbian.
Why do you think I'm here?
Sitting in the green room,
really?
Waiting to come in. Yeah, we're going to hook her up with... hey, Heidi, come back here. Heidi, Jesus Christ. She's split,
she's
man.
Insatiable.
Right into the green room. Look at that. She started making out with her. Wow.
All right.
All right. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. We're doing news at 9 with Gina Gray. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, Walmart is going toe-to-toe with Obama, and we have a new Dodger starting tonight. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
All right. Also, the David Letterman Top 10 list is coming out. The top 10 signs that your cat is too fat. You listening to that list?
It's the greatest top 10 list I've ever heard of. Wow.
What's your favorite?
Number four.
All right.
The cat's fat.
Okay. Check out number four. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Jeez. Oh, my God.